100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
Hello, and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. Welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And I am so glad to have you here, because the first question that I want to ask is, what do you want? To get you straight back into alignment. Focus on what you want to attract what you want. What you focus on expands. And so if you're in a mode of complaint, I want you to cancel that thought right now, because I do not want you to not attract what you want. Now, today's show is based on what is a strong and independent woman. And when I describe this woman, I want you to think of, well, what is a weak and dependent woman? So I'm going to focus in on what is a strong and independent woman. Now, when you think of strong, independent woman, I always think of the days of old, you know, the slave days, where, you know, the woman is depicted on the movies, and, you know, she's holding the family together, you know, the strong man is removed from the household, and there's this strong black woman who's just trying to hold things together. Maybe your image of a strong black woman is completely different, but for some reason that always springs to my mind. And when you see a strong and independent woman, you have to really admire that type of person, because they just have this presence about them, don't they? When a strong and independent woman walks into a room, she has this presence that she literally commands the room when she walks in. And the thing is, she doesn't do it because she's looking for attention or anything like that. It's just simply her aura, her vibe, that when it emanates, it literally fills the room. And it's a woman that when you look at her, you say to yourself, now this is a woman after my own heart. In other words, this is a woman who I feel can make an impact on my life. This is a woman that I can learn from. Because this type of woman, she knows what she wants. She focuses on what she wants. And she's more than capable of getting it on her own. And when I say on her own, what I mean is taking the lead to get it on her own. She has opinions and she has beliefs that she's not afraid to express, nor does she impress it upon another to believe in her opinions and her beliefs. But she has a voice. She isn't a princess that is waiting to be rescued. She is not a Rapunzel in a tower waiting for someone to save her. She realized long time ago that that's not going to happen, and that the only person that can save herself is herself by changing her mindset. So she left that tower long ago and she saved herself. What else is an attribute about this woman? Well, she has goals. She has a plan. She has a purpose. She's here to fulfill her function. She has a mission. Her intention is to be all that God created her to be. She's focused on walking on the path that has been set before her. She is a believer in something greater than herself. She's walking in her destiny. And this woman, she will not be diverted and she will not be distracted from achieving her goals. And she's not afraid to be different. That's why she comes across as so powerful. That's why her vibe is so powerful. She stands out because she is beyond surface wisdom. She's deep. She's a deep woman, and she goes well beyond conventional wisdom. So let's go through some of the things about this woman that actually make her stand out. Well, first of all, she isn't afraid to be decisive. She makes decisions. And when she makes those decisions, sometimes it can come across as if she doesn't care, but this woman cares. But she cares about the principles that she has set. She cares about being in integrity with herself. And so her focus is not so much on hurting another person's feelings. Yes, she can drop things in a way that somebody can take offense because that's based on their interpretation. And she's very much aware of that, that it's their interpretation. And so she doesn't really worry about whether she's hurting someone else's feelings. When she has a problem, she knows that there's a solution for it. And so she decides what she's going to do about it. She doesn't wait around for someone to rescue her or to decide for her or to think for her. In fact, she's actually offended when somebody thinks that they can think for her, because she knows what needs to be done. And she just sets about and then she does it. Now, sometimes this woman can be described as a bit of a loner. And that's why she stands out as being different. Sometimes a bit of a lone wolf. Because she isn't afraid to do things by herself. I remember once going to see a movie. And I really wanted to see that movie. And I remember telling a friend, one of the neighbors, after he inquired where I had been that afternoon. I said, I went to the cinema. He said, oh, who did you go with? And I said, I went by myself. And he found that very, very strange. But you see, the thing is, I wanted to see that movie. So why would I let anyone else stop me? Why would I work according to someone else's time? I was in the mood and I felt that I wanted to see that movie then and there, so why not? And so a strong and independent woman, she wants to see that movie, but she doesn't have anyone that she has to have a crux or use as a crux. If anyone isn't available to go with her right then and then, and she has time, she will go and see it. She's not going to wait around for someone else to hold her hand while she does it. She doesn't need hold handing. What else about this woman? She gets it done. Once she has decided what needs to be done, she goes out and she does it. She isn't waiting for anyone else's permission or to see if someone else does it first. I remember when I was younger, when my self-esteem was on the floor, I used to think that I needed someone else's permission to do something. But a strong, independent woman doesn't need anyone's permission. So it's a journey. For me, it was a journey. When you see something that needs doing it, a strong, independent woman does it. And she doesn't complain. She doesn't waste time complaining that something isn't done. In a work situation, she doesn't waste time trying to work out who to blame, even. She is solution orientated. And so she doesn't complain, she does it herself. she understands that, well, complaining doesn't actually accomplish anything. And the task isn't going to do it by itself, right? So she gets it done and she goes on to the next thing. This woman who is independent, she tells it like it is. If someone has screwed up, she lets you know. She doesn't mince her words. If you've crossed the boundary in line with your behavior, she's going to call you up on it. She's not going to whine and complain and go on about it. She's going to use short, perfunctory language. She's going to call you up on it. She isn't afraid to call someone out on their BS. And by that, I don't just mean their, I mean their belief system. She'll query their belief system. She doesn't have time for beating around the bush or letting you down easy, because she has things to do. And sometimes because of that, she can come across as very blunt. But it's for your improvement. One of the things about a strong black independent woman is that she masters her emotions and she doesn't let them govern her. She understands that emotions change constantly, like the weather. So she doesn't see much value in dwelling on those emotions. She allows herself to feel the emotion, but she doesn't allow people or events to dictate how she feels. She owns her own energy, her own vibe that she puts out into the world, because she knows what she wants to bring to the table in any given situation. And she doesn't allow fear or doubt to control her emotion, because she knows that these emotions won't allow her to achieve her desired result. So she strives to bring her best self to the table at all times. She puts on a brave face, and she does that with a really balanced state of mind. What else about this woman? She is confident. She knows her strengths and she knows her weaknesses. She believes in herself. And she doesn't fall into the trap of having a negative self-image. She has a very positive self-image. That's why when she walks into a room, people can just feel her like powwow. You know, she is confident in herself. She looks good. She puts herself together. She pampers herself. She knows that she rocks. But she doesn't let it go to her head. She's humble. And why is that? It's because she knows that she didn't create herself. She enhances herself. She knows that she's a child of the Most High, fearfully and wonderfully made. And she owns it. And you can feel it when she walks into a room. She is calm and she is in control. She is a source of light. She is a source of light. So what else about this woman? Well, she is self-reliant. She doesn't wait for other people to do things for her. Even when she doesn't know how to do it, she will find a way to learn how to do it or to use other people's resources to figure that thing out. Okay? She will get it done and she will move on. She doesn't expect other people to solve her problems for her. She'd rather do it herself than just wait around. This woman, she is self-motivating. She doesn't need someone to tell her it's okay. to go and do something. Like I mentioned, she doesn't need permission. She encourages herself. She tells herself, I can do it. And she makes herself get going. She generates her own energy and enthusiasm. And in that mode, she inspires others to follow her as well. She unconsciously gives permission for others to do the same. You know, when I go to the gym, I encourage myself to go to the gym. It's part of my lifestyle. It's part of my self-discipline. I've got my own energy going on. Sometimes when I'm at the gym and I hear people saying, oh my gosh, I really had to drag myself to the gym. I admire them because they're there. They're doing something. What else about a strong, independent woman? She doesn't need validation. She doesn't need it. Of course, everyone needs praise, but she doesn't need it. She doesn't need that constant, strong validation. She doesn't need the likes or constant validation from social media and all of that sort of thing. She doesn't crave it. She doesn't need it. In fact, she doesn't even like it. She's too busy getting things done, too busy being real, too busy respecting herself to need others to validate a fragile ego. She doesn't need the attention to raise her self-esteem. Her self-esteem is already high. She's just too busy being on mission. A strong woman. A strong woman is goal-orientated. Goal-oriented. I always get those two words mixed up. She's goal-oriented. She knows what she wants to do. And she's got a plan to do it. She just needs to move those obstacles out of her path. She expects them, you know. I heard it once said that in order to climb a mountain, you wouldn't be able to climb it if it was smooth. Because you need those rough bits to hang on to. And so she expects those obstacles, but she either goes around it or above it, but she finds a path so that she can carry on with her purpose. This woman, she makes things happen. Even when she's not around in the absence of her leadership. She doesn't wait around for things to happen to her. She's a born leader. She's proactive rather than reactive. She's a planner. And she's not risk averse. She isn't afraid to take calculated risks. She isn't foolish. She analyzes. She doesn't rush into dangerous situations, but she weighs her options and the regards and the rewards, against the pitfalls and makes a decision. She makes a decision and she goes for it. And she doesn't play the victim. You know, things happen, don't they? Things happen. But her mentality is one where she doesn't believe they don't happen to her. She doesn't let struggle define who she is. She doesn't fall into that trap of negative thinking. She's a positive thinker. She doesn't blame others for her situation. She hasn't got time to be planning, to be blaming others, because she has time. She doesn't want to waste the time that God has given her. It just is what it is. It is what it is. And she finds a way to resolve it and to just get ahead. This woman invests in herself. She invests in her education. She's not afraid. She is not afraid to invest time, money, and energy into bettering herself. She's not afraid to step outside of her comfort zone, because she knows that that's where you grow, outside of your comfort zone. She understands that in order to help others, she has to help herself first. Love your neighbor as you love yourself, right? She has to help herself first, or how can she help others? She is a valuable woman that appreciates over time. She's an asset. And when it comes to relationships, she waits for no man. She waits for no man. You know, if she wants a family, she goes out and she creates one. If she wants a partner, then she goes out and she attracts one. She takes responsibility for her BS. Okay, yes, the bullshit and the belief system. Maybe they're both one and the same, but she takes time to learn and to better herself, to discover what her blocks are to love. She doesn't wait around waiting for love to find her. She goes and discovers it for herself. So you see, this strong, independent woman is a serious woman. In a dating situation, a strong woman will automatically stop trying if she feels unwanted. If she feels unwanted, she won't fix it, or she will never dare beg. She will just walk away. Because the way she sees it, you've got a good thing here. And if you can't see that you've got a good thing, then clearly you're not the right fit. Next. So I want to spend a little time. I don't usually address the men, but I want to spend a little time talking to the guys who are actually listening to this show, because it's just as beneficial for women to hear this as it is for men. So I want to spend a little time on things that a man should remember if you love a strong woman. Now, a strong woman, she holds herself to a higher standard. Now, there may be laws in society that place, place a role in, should I say, knowing what is right and wrong. But strong women live to higher standards than those. She rises to the challenge that it means to take the high road in any situation. So she would rather take the high road in any situations. She has high standards. And this woman, she also values integrity. You know, if you love a strong woman, she's a woman of honor and a woman of integrity. She does the right thing and sets an example for others in her words and behavior. And when I say right, I mean right by her. Right by her standards, right by her boundaries. A strong woman is very self-aware. The strong woman that a man probably absolutely adores knows herself very well. She knows herself inside and out. She knows what she would do from what she wouldn't do. Yes, she may surprise a man from time to time. You know, she may surprise herself rarely, but on rare occasions. But, you know, when she does that, it's like, wow, I didn't really realize I was that strong. She's actually proved herself beyond what she expected of herself. This woman is actively working outside of her comfort zone. She works on her flaws and she expects her guy to do the same. You know, a strong woman can accept that she's not perfect, but she's perfectly good enough at that moment in time. And she aims to do her best so that she doesn't have regrets. And so she's identified things that she needs to improve, but in that moment, that is what she can do. So she's taken action to make herself a better person every day. And so as a man, if you want to step into her world, you need to step up and do the same in order to keep pace with her, or else she'll outrun you, outrun the relationship. A strong, independent woman is kind. And she expects you as a man to act with kindness like she does. I believe that women have this innate tendency to be kind to those who are weaker than themselves, who they believe are more disadvantaged than themselves. Animals, children, elderly. And they really admire and look lovingly upon those who also let kindness guide their actions. She has better social skills than a guy. You know, there was this survey that was done at Cambridge University. It showed that as early as the age of 1 year old, female children make more eye contact with their parents than male children do. The researchers say that this is evidence of the superiority of female social skills, which have been shown in previous research. Fascinating, isn't it? But we can see that in society. A strong woman, even though she tells it as it is, she is sensitive to other people's emotions. Researchers at the Department of Psychology at the University of Western Ontario in London, Canada, say that women have a strong advantage over men when it comes to being able to recognize emotions through subtle facial expressions. In the study, women were faster than men at recognizing both positive and negative emotions from facial expressions and had a significantly better rate of recognition than the men did for recognizing negative facial expressions. Can you relate to that? I can so much. You know, a strong woman, independent woman, she can have the sun, the moon, the stars, she can have it all. The strong, independent woman is not afraid to ask for what she needs. For me, again, that's something that I really had to work on. I found it difficult to ask for what I wanted because I felt like I didn't deserve it. Like, who am I to ask for that? So that one was a big one for me, asking for what I need. So as a man, if you're listening to that, if you love a strong woman, know that she will communicate to you in many ways what she needs from you. If you can meet her needs, then you're closer to her heart. You know what? The world needs women like us who will lift and build others, who will love and be loved, who will live bravely, both tender and fierce. We need our strong, independent women. Don't ever doubt that the strong woman that you love is capable of doing everything that you can do and more. She can get around it. She may not be as physically strong, but she can find someone who can do it. She knows her weaknesses and she knows how to plug those weaknesses. Her network compensate for her weaknesses. No one can do it all. You see, this woman, she has overcome adversity and it has made her stronger. She's overcome adversity because she had to. And when you think about it, her past doesn't define her. Yes, it puts her on a certain trajectory, but it just doesn't define who she is. It has helped to shape the strong woman into the woman that she is today. Now, women, as the weaker sex, quote unquote, have their vulnerabilities. Now, some women may be physically less strong than men, absolutely. But they can also embrace their tender side. A strong woman knows that opening up about her innermost emotional struggles is actually a way of sharing her courage with others. And in so doing, encourage others. I mean, having a positive outlook, everyone has their down moments, everyone. But the woman that you love can usually find a way to see a lesson in even the most painful of setbacks. She'll have a moment to cry, just like anyone else. But believe it or not, she can give herself a time limit and find a way to see that lesson and to grow from it. She's independent. She's knowledgeable, determined. And so that strong woman that you love will persevere. She knows when to ask for help. Even though she doesn't, may not need your help, because she's capable of doing things on her own. The strong woman that you love also recognizes her shortcomings. She knows her weaknesses. And she knows that the man in her life, that he needs to feel needed. He needs to feel wanted.
100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world. Kaboom! Kaboom! Kaboom.